Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amitroff from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful healing program for everybody, doing sample healings, talk about the light ship. If you wish to call in, you can. And we have a special co-host sponsor tonight, too. I guess sponsor, plus our special co-host, Sylvia. You out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
Yeah, I'm floating out here somewhere in cyberspace. And
okay.
It's Friday night, and I'm sure everyone is very happy to be with you tonight and experience the divine energies of the Creation Light Ship. And we're very happy to have Chris from Florida coming on tonight, one of the wonderful regulars on the Light Ship that's just always a pleasure to speak with. So I'm going to just kind of turn things back over to you, Ron, and let me know when you'd like me to come back on. Otherwise, I'll just leave it to you and Chris.
Okay, so here we go. Let's have Chris come on and say hi, then we'll do some emotional clearing. So you want to say hi, Chris?
Hi. Glad to be here. Thanks for the introduction, Sylvia.
Here we go.
It's my pleasure.
Let's do an emotional clearing here for everybody. We'll go back 5 days in your life. So if you just want to sit back, relax, and we'll clean out some of the stuff that you're dealing with here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'm seeing that some people out there need like a betrayal clearing. And this again, remember, everything is sort of emotional anyway. Whatever we think of is mind energy, and the mind energy brings different patterns to us. Is what we are, just recycling patterns. So we're like a big computer, and what program are we going to run up next? So this is betrayal. So let's do the betrayal for people who betrayed you, and then we'll do a betrayal for how you betrayed yourself. This will be very interesting. So here we go. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you may feel your body getting lighter after each one of these clearings. You might want to check and just see how that relates to you. And now we're going to do another one. This is how you betrayed yourself. And it'd probably be more like self-sabotage. So we'll do betrayal first, and we'll do self-sabotage clearing. So here's betrayal for yourself. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Now we'll do a self-sabotage clearing. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days, boy, I'm yawning. Oh, one of you out there has that issue, at least, I guess. So 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. Oh, man, 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Remember, if you're yawning, that's probably you. And let's do one about grief. So this is a grief clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a clearing for sadness. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And actually, we'll do a feeling body, which is the reverse side, we'll say, of the emotional body. How you sample your feelings. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do an entity clearing. Remember, entities are what normally will cause us all the problems in our life as they come into us and live their life experiences through us. These are what you call ghosts. So here we go. So let's just go back and work with the entities now that are attached to our feet. Remember, they can come in through physical pain, and they can also come in, somewhere in our body and connect to our thoughts. More so connect to our awakening consciousness, and they can actually talk out of your mouth and say things or do things physically to you or to your body that you may not wish to do. So here we go, working with the bottom of your feet now, toes, feet, getting released there. Go up to your ankles. There we go. Go to your knees. Okay, moving up. and waist area. Okay, and going up a little bit further, let's go up to our actual body cavity now. We'll go up to our maybe our sternum area and below now and clean that energy out. And now we're going up from that area up to our shoulders. And now we're going down our shoulders and down our arms, elbows, wrists, fingers. Okay. And let's see here. Let's go to our neck now and go up to the top of our head. And on the fast chat, we have one about anger and frustration. Okay, so let's do that. So let's do fear first, because fear works with anger. So we'll do a fear clearing. And that looks like the person's name is New. So I don't know if they're new or not, but hello, New. Here we go.
Hi, New.
5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. And let's do now the anger. Remember, when you're in fear, what happens is you have a pattern of fear running. The fear is actually given to you by somebody, so you pick up the fear. It could be fear of maybe doing something as a child and your parents spanked you. And then all of a sudden, as you get older, you realize that that was just a stupid thing that happened, and now you're angry with your parents because maybe for 40, 50, 60 years you couldn't do something because you're in fear of it, and you found out how ridiculous it was, and now you're angry at them for causing you to miss out on your life. So here's anger. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then they also wanted, I think it was frustration, I believe, here. My fast check kind of went up there. So I believe it was
frustration. Yes, it was. Well, it was frustration, Ron.
Thank you. So this is frustration. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. Thank you, Sylvia. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's see if we have anything else on the fast chat here. Anything, Sylvia?
Yeah, we did have a request for a heart healing.
Okay, here we go. So heart energy typically is, we just did betrayal before. Heart energy could be a loss of someone in your life. So let's do that one first here. A loss of something. It could be a person or it could be an object. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a clearing here for heartache. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And during this here, I'm picking up... We'll do a clearing for people that are resonating to or feeling somebody around them, which they may not even understand, about the death barcode, okay? So you might be out there. Maybe your parents are elderly. Maybe you know somebody, a friend of yours, and you're picking up the energy of the death barcode from them. And so you could always ask your spirit who this person is if you feel this energy, okay? Remember, your spirit has all your answers. So we're going to take away for the last 5 days the energy of a death barcode that you're resonating to, because this person is in the dying process. It may seem vital right now, but the death barcode, remember, can take place 10 years before somebody's death, and they may be a year away from the dying process, but they're not. They still look vital, okay? And you might be resonating to that, and that, again, is in a roundabout way part of a heart issue, okay? So here we go. This is the death barcode, and if you feel energy leaving you, know that somebody that you physically know is going to be dying, okay? And you want to check with your spirit, because you may want to just get that alien death barcode released from them so they can live longer. But that's up to you to do that and to see if it's appropriate for them. So here we go. Boy, this is a rough one. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared, well, a lot of sadness here. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Do this one over again here. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Remember, if you're yawning or something, that's an indication that you're feeling this energy. Typically, for most people, it could be their parents, if they're still living, and or maybe somebody close to you that means a lot to you. I'll do this one more time for you. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So for you, this is kind of a wake-up call. Never have done this before on the show. So this is the first time. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, let's see. I don't know if you're up for this one, but we have a request for spells and curses healing, which would be great.
Okay.
Well, I did that one today.
Good. You, Chris. Okay, so I'll talk about that. So on the website, we have Dark Side Practitioner, clearing, have the unlimited on that too. If you do happen to go into there, you want to do it at least 4 times initially. And that works with your age, $5 times your age, I believe. And then from there, you want to definitely get the unlimited. And when you do it 4 times. Remember, anybody who thinks a thought about you is connecting to you, draining your energy, either in a way of sending you a psychic attack just by thinking of you and or, you know, harming you some way. You know, and the spells and curses are what everybody kind of relates to. So here we go. We'll do a spell and curse healing. Dark Side Practitioner. Remember, a Dark Side Practitioner could be somebody who looks very nice to you. Be a relative that smiles and stabs you in the back at the least time, any time that they want to. And you have problems from that. Maybe physical poor health. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Okie doke, and that's on the website. The website has a lot of online healings there, and that's one of them. So I guess we'll see if Chris wants to come on here. Does that sound good to you, Sylvia?
Yeah, Chris, come on and let us know what you'd like to get into tonight.
I guess we have an echo there.
What's that, Ron?
We have an echo from Cindy, echoing. Is it, let's find out who's doing it. Maybe Cindy could say, is it me or is it, Sylvia or Chris or all of us? So, why don't you talk, Chris, and we'll just see what she comes up with here.
Okay. Let's see. Well, what an intro, number one. If anybody was having a bad day, I'm sure it must be clearing up for them right now. Okay. So, I've got a question. My first one is, now that the Earth is going through that special process that you mentioned a couple shows ago?
Yes.
I was wondering if the Earth cording clearing would be the best to reestablish that spiritual frequency now that what we're used to using the Earth energy for, it'll now be replaced with that space holder creation lightship energy. So I was just curious about that.
Okay. You don't want to cord back into the earth because you just want to cord yourself, in a sense, or not even cord anything. So you want to be like a free person, not being connected to anything. Remember, when you cord yourself into something, it's the same thing as somebody sending you a mind control transmission of darkness, which is a psychic thought, somebody thinking of you, bad thought. And so that you don't necessarily want to do. So if you did cord the earth and if you happen to get a placeholder as you're connecting to it, remember, when you think a thought about cording, and the way to say that another way is grounding to the earth, if you happen to go to the location, because you don't know where you're going naturally, right? It's like waving a flashlight up in the air, on a dark night with blindfolds on, But if you happen to hit a placeholder, just be full of love energy. But the love energy is not emotional, so it's like you really had nothing going as you attempted to connect to it, because the divine energy has no emotions. So just stay connected to your spirit, and if you're going to do any kind of connection, ground into your heart center. So So I have that. Chris is that going too. Maybe somebody could contact BBS, give them a phone jingle, and say that we have an echo on the line here.
Yeah, I'll call BBS, Ron, and see if they can fix it.
Okay, yeah, your voice sounds really good to me, but Chris's sound had a reverberation to it.
Yeah, and I listened,
yours as well.
And yours is echoing, so it may be that you and Chris are on the same line, so I'll give BBS a jingle.
Okay, so it's possible that we'll have to maybe be disconnected here as they recall us again, but back to you, Chris.
Okay, well, thank you for that explanation. Let's see. I have a question about communication with your spirit and basically like using your spirit energy to live with, because it's almost like there's a fear, at least there is with me, and I was just curious if there was an explanation for this or a healing that can be done to, you know, feel more comfortable with your spirit so you can live better with it.
Okay, so what I'm hearing between the lines is that most people are used to running emotions. And the emotions have, you know, the intent in there of a certain end result when you go on the emotional roller coaster ride. Remember, we're on an emotional planet here, so everybody deals with emotions. Now, when you deal with your spirit, it's not emotional. So some people try to look for an emotional response from their spirit, and it doesn't really exist there, and they don't know that they're really connected when they are, because they're expecting all this joy and happiness to, you know, come upon them like, oh, well, I got my spirit. Well, it doesn't have emotions. Remember, that if it had emotions, it would be judging, and the divine never judges anything. So there's no emotional intent in source energy. It just does. If it did judge anything, then it would be like the darkness judging its creation, and it can't do that. And so when you do connect to your spirit, it's just going to feel like neutral energy. And that neutrality is not necessarily going to feel, you know, like it's so wonderful. Just that you're going to be more in the moment. And then when you're in the moment, then you're out of the emotional trauma. Because the script that you're running, working through, remember, you're a program. You're just a computer. And the dark side puts in programs into you. And this is how your thoughts work. And so when you start running the same program, that's what I call mind looping. And I have a clearing for that. And then you keep running the same program over and over and over again. And if you're unable to get out of that program, then you're on the, roller coaster ride to hell, because you don't have a way to get out of it. And a lot of people run those programs, and a lot of those are very self-defeating, because you have no way to get back into neutrality to figure out where you are. And everybody knows when they're in an emotional situation, just watch people arguing. They go through this argument, the dark side's taking all of your energy from you. They're happy to set you up for this here, and then when you get done, you're probably all exhausted because you used all your life force energy up. You want to feel like you want to go to sleep or even throw up or something, and then you wonder what happened to you, why you want to stay centered. And the only way to stay centered is to be with your spirit in the present moment. And that's probably what I think maybe Chris was talking about, is how do you stay connected to your spirit? And then are you really connected when you're in peace energy? And the answer would be yes, you are, when you're calm and centered. And then you're out of time. Now, the dark side gives you time. We're in a time-based reality here. And we're running the scripts and the script energy, the mind control energies, the programs of the darkness. And until you can get out of the darkness, mind-controlling programs, then you're on that emotional roller coaster ride, and everybody goes through a certain amount of emotions. Okay, so back again here. Hopefully we're echo-free. Hello, 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 hello. Anybody echoing out there? Hopefully we're good. So let's bring Sylvia on here, see if we have any more questions on the fast chat. We're just talking about the emotional roller coaster ride, basically, of emotions and being in the mind control patterns. And in order to get out of that, you must stop and go to your spirit. And then you get your answers that way. You can get clear guidance of what you may need to do. Your spirit never cannot judge you, but it can give you information, okay? So just because you're connecting to your heart center doesn't mean you're going to get the right way of doing something, because the spirit can judge you also. It's just going to give you information that may help you. But the main thing is, when you're out of the emotions, then you're able to have that peace in your life, and then you can deal with situations. Otherwise, like everybody knows, when they're on the emotional roller coaster ride, you're like, you know, in the storm in the ocean, like you're a cork out there going up and down, and it's hard to get centered. And your spirit can help you with that. And this is what we talk about. Remember, we all run mind control patterns. It's in our DNA. And it's the last major patterns are enforced by our parents. So we're living their lives along with all of our ancestors, millions of lifetimes stored inside of our body and our DNA. And this is who you are. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, along those lines, let's say just on a very, very practical level, someone is asking their spirit for guidance, let's say, as to whether or not they should go to a particular practitioner, maybe the massage person or something like that, just
okay.
as an example. So then what would be, like, a wrong kind of question to ask that you're, you know, like, based on what you just said about your spirit not being able to judge, and what would be an example of how to go about that to get clear on that kind of subject?
Okay, your spirit may not know the practitioner. Typically, it would know the spirit of the practitioner, because spirits all know each other. And so you could find out from the other spirit what to do, what not to do. Maybe the practitioner is very good at certain things and not good at others. You may have more of an awareness. You could ask to have your awareness sharpened. Sometimes people's spirits don't talk to them. I have had a lot of people say, gee, you know, I like to talk to my spirit, but I don't get a voice. Well, the energy may come to you in a different way. Your spirit may actually guide you into a certain location to read something, to overhear a conversation or something like that. So, you know, your spirit is your only way you're going to have any type of, say, resolution to what your question is going to be, but it may take a little while. And you can also put a time frame on it. Say, I need to have this information within a day or two of what to do. And then it may come to you, you know, when you're really quiet, you might have some insight coming to you what to do, because it will use your memory of what you have in this lifetime, and it'll start to decipher the wordings of your vocabulary, and all of a sudden you might get a thought, and that thought could be from your spirit, and you just need to specify that, because you have to tell it how you want to communicate with it. Like I said before, a lot of people attempt to sit there to get information, and they just don't get it. And then they feel very frustrated because it's not coming to them. Well, it will eventually come. Just put a timeline on it. Say, I want it to be here within 2 days, you know, the next hour or something. And then you have to physically look for it, okay? You just can't sit there like in a meditative state waiting for it to come forever, because it's not going to come to you that way probably. So it will reach you the best way that your spirit can. And you have to be able to make yourself available to that. So I hope that helped people out there who maybe have tried to connect with your spirit and they go, man, it doesn't work. You know, what am I doing wrong? Well, it's not you. It's just the fact that you probably haven't given enough information to your spirit to connect with you. So how's that, Sylvia?
That's great. And Ron, would you say that, you know, people get their information in different ways? Like, for example, someone might actually hear something like a voice. Someone might just have a feeling like they know something, like just a knowingness. Some people might, like, get information, like you said, like your spirit might show you, you know, like something, like a couple sentences in, you know, something you glanced at, or you might hear other people having a conversation. So everyone gets their information in a different way.
Yes, that's correct. Or maybe even in a song, maybe you put the radio on and you do some channel surfing or something, you know, on the radio, and all of a sudden you hear a few words, and all of a sudden you go, ah, that's what it is, you know. So that's the way spirit works, okay?
So then your point was so good about how then you can't just sit there in frustration because you're not getting a voice. You have to actually go about your life, but in a state of awareness, being present in the moment and, you know, paying attention to what's coming in front of your face so that when it happens, you'll be present enough to realize that that's an answer?
Yes, that's correct, yeah. And
so
you don't want to go out of your body to find it either, because that way you completely cut off the information. You'll never get it out of your body. Because your spirit, I think some people teach, unfortunately, that, you know, to get your information, you have to go out and look for it, you know, which means that you're giving your permission, giving your spirit permission to leave. And believe me, your spirit doesn't want to be here. So whenever you give it that clue, I don't want to be here, man, it's gone, okay?
It's happy to take that advice, huh?
And I'm getting out of Dodge, you know. They said I don't need anymore, you know, they don't need my guidance, so I'm gone now. So it's not relieved of being here. It's still stuck in the prison planet, but it's not stuck in your body because you told it to leave. You kicked it out of your body, so it's happy to do that. And a lot of people walk around with very little spirit in them because they kicked it out. They forced it out of their body. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to go out and search for information outside of yourself. You already have it with you. That's your spirit, you know. You can always ask to turn the volume up. That's one good way of trying something, you know. Or say, man, I'm not getting this here. You know, I've waited an hour or 2 hours. I wanted this information right now, and, you know, what do I do next? And maybe your spirit can fine-tune something for you in your awakening consciousness to make you maybe look at the fine print or something. Maybe it's underneath your nose, you just don't see it. And so, you know, it's up to you to be proactive, to get your guidance, to get your information.
And Ron,
Yes, go ahead.
Are there any particular clearings that you could advise that will help strengthen the connection between spirit and the heart and being able to really get, you know, guidance without the interference of the mind and other things coming in to kind of confuse you?
Well, I now increase my life force energy is probably the most simplest to do. That'll help you instantly. As far as the clearing, naturally, when you're in emotions, you're not going to talk to your spirit. Remember, you're running a pattern of negativity. You're running one of these alien programs in you. So the emotional clearing, that's why we have the unlimited on the website, so you can get rid of this stuff. You know, a lot of people use it. They come home from work and they're beat up, they're frazzed because of the problems that they dealt with in the daytime. So they go on there, within 5 minutes, they're a different person. They're back centered again because they're not carrying the baggage of the day with them. So you can't get out of your way when you have that baggage. And then it goes into a mind loop, you know. You probably all know what that's like, you know, having a situation of maybe having a bad boss or something at work, and they treat you the same every day. And you come home when you're frustrated and you hate your job because of your boss. Well, you get this clearing done. And if that is the case and somebody's listening and they do have a boss that bothers them, then by all means, pay for the emotional clearing for your boss. It'll change within 3 days. He should be a better person. And I've had a lot of people do that, and they go, yeah, my whole life has changed just by clearing my boss. You know, and that's the way it works. So, you know, if you want somebody to be better around you, then do an emotional clearing. And then also have it done on yourself, too, naturally, but do the unlimited. You know, to do your whole lifetime first to get rid of your baggage and then keep up to date with it with the unlimited clearing. So that's what I would recommend doing.
Line three.
Okay, we've got a caller.
Yeah. Hi, who's there?
Well, hello, I don't know. Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Mark. I live in New Hampshire right now. But basically, I'm 43, and I have conscious memories back to the 1970s, you know, all positive interaction with our galactic family, you know, and it's been, you know, wonderful experiences throughout my life. It's been great. Oh.
Wonderful. Do you have a question for Ron or something you would like to sample as far as the healing?
Well, I'm open to whatever higher guidance that he gets from his guides or in the ones he works with.
Well, I'm only in the moment. And so
okay, well,
I,
that's fine. You know, like I said, I'm doing a lot of very interesting work, and I'm just started working with a few friends of putting some class material together that we just started on, which I think looks so far looks like pretty interesting stuff that we're starting to get some information together for it.
Okay. Well, if you're asking me for advice on that, I'd just say connect with your spirit and
okay.
See what one of you could come up with, you know, to help other people. So
okay, well, what came to me today, which is, goes along with what I've been working with, it's steps in the ascension process. Be an omniverse living light, mobile pillar of light and vortex through the multidimensional integration process, which is what I've been working with for a while with my students.
Okay. I myself don't get into anything like that, mainly because the light only works in the now. And because it only works in the now, there's nothing that's preconceived. There's nothing that can be written about anything that's going to happen in the future. So there's really no training involved and or, for myself anyway, information about that, because everything is in the present moment with the light. The light can, you know, look backwards on things, but attempting to connect into the future, into vortexes, the stuff, I'm completely against that, mainly because those energies are typically of the darkness, because the light isn't created, you know. In if we look at it right now as I'm talking, if I talk about what's going to happen in 2 minutes, it does not exist. There's nothing happening minutes from now, okay? Now, there is something happening each word that I'm speaking, because what I talked about 15 seconds ago, that's in the past, but the present is all that there is in the now. And the now is where spirit resides. Anything in the future has not been created by the light. And so looking at what could happen, what could be conceived, predictions, looking into the future, that's all dark side energy, because the dark side does
right.
have a script. That's your horoscope. That's your natal chart. And that's the script for the darkness to run people through and with. And this is
right.
why people... problem. So for myself, I don't go into those arenas because people are reading the dark side script, and it could happen with self-fulfilling prophecies, naturally, because that's what people are running. So people
right. That's why I never do psychic stuff. Normally, what I focus on is helping others to achieve true self-empowerment through the divinity within their own soul, to which we all one.
Yeah, and that's in the now.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's, you know, what I've been working with, you know, the students I've been working with, you know, for a long time.
Uh-huh. So as long as you work in the now, and I would not go into any type of vortex energies or anything like that, trying to go out of this dimension, because once you start doing that, then the darkness is going to pick you up. Just stay strictly with yourself. Don't go outside of yourself. Go by the very simple teachings of Jesus, you know, the kingdom is within, not outside of yourself. And if you start going outside of yourself, like I tell everybody, then all of a sudden what happens is you're connected to the darkness. You're waving that red flag. You have a t-shirt on with the bullseye on it. And especially if you're, you know, involved with anything where there's a group mind, universal mind, collective consciousness, that's all darkness. That's all the preconceived planetary energies that we tap into. And that's what the Earth Spirit now is attempting to shut down. So I don't know if I helped you or not, but that's kind of my stand on it, is to stay in the moment.
Yeah, it makes sense what you're saying.
Well, that's the only way I can help people, is to have people get in the present moment, be with their spirit, get off their emotional roller coaster ride here, and, you know, connect with your own divinity inside of you. And anything that's outside of yourself is going to be darkness, which is what that we're running here, is the mind matrix energy. And that's all alien-based. That's ET-based, alien-based, to disempower us completely.
Thank you so much for calling. And
thank you.
And do we still have also Chris on the line?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. I know since you're sponsoring the show, I want to make sure that we have time to go back to what you were asking Ron about and make sure that you're getting your questions answered and the healing samples that you'd like to sample. So back to you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I got my questions on one side and my clearings wish list on the other, taking notes on what Ron's telling me so I can, you know, take care of the things that resonate with me.
Wonderful. Over to you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I have a question about manifestation, because I see that a lot of times I'll get inspired to create something in my life or get up and do something, but it'll only stay in my head. Like for some, it's like the self-sabotage. It's like I'm holding myself back to making something happen here. It just stays in my head and floats around, you know? Is there an explanation for that? And something that could help me get out of that situation?
I would say you probably have a pattern of not moving forward, okay? So you get the information. It could be from your spirit. We'll just say that it is, okay? And you got this great information. And then all of a sudden you go, wow, that's really great. And maybe you work it out completely in your head, kind of like making a cake mix. Your spirit gave you all the ingredients for the cake. And all of a sudden, inside of your head, you're making this cake mix, and you have this beautiful cake in your head in the mental realm, but somehow you forgot to do it down here. And it may be just programming, preconceived programming that's preventing you, could be implants preventing you from moving forward in your life. So you may have great information, but you're not necessarily walking the talk, but you have the great information coming to you. And that happens to a lot of people. And what happens is that you probably want to figure out somehow what is preventing you from moving forward. And that's probably the million-dollar question is, you know, why can't I manifest, okay, or something like that? Because everything here is a manifestation. What I'd suggest doing here, that's probably the next question here. Let me see here what clearings we have online. Boy, there's so many of them. I'm trying to see here. You know, it could be a self-sabotage clearing. You'd almost have to read each one of them and just see which one resonates. You know, go to the list of services. And I can also create one, too, if people need that. That's why the list is so long, because people started to want to have more clearings. We had to go a little deeper than most of the clearings that we had initially. I know you already had the emotional one, so let me see here. To me, it'd probably be all boiling down to a fear clearing. It might do a fear. If you've already done a fear clearing, then get the unlimited and just go into that. And think of that manifestation that you've been thinking about that you want to do, whatever those great thoughts are, and do the fear clearing around it and see what comes up for you. And then include those thoughts of what the fear is, because the fear can prevent people from moving forward. That's why we do the fear clearing first, and we do the anger. And typically, maybe it's fear of moving forward, which is the big thing here is fear. Remember, the dark side gave us fear to keep us disempowered.
Okay. Thank you for that. Yeah. Yeah, I totally did. Cool. Can we do a sample of the regret release?
Okay, sure. Let's do that here. And we'll go back again 5 days. These are all samples, like we talked about initially. This is so you can actually feel the energy if you're a feeling person. And if you're not a feeling person, it doesn't matter because the healings work anyway. So you don't have to have a validation. But a lot of people like to sense that something has changed or kind of like get an inkling that, yeah, this really worked, and this is why we do samples. And like I say, men are about 1% can feel, sense things. Women are 50-50. So if you're actually feeling some of these energies tonight, that's wonderful. If you're not, just hang in there. They're working anyway. So here we go. And doing this clearing now. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And also what might help you too, I have a timing body, I think it's called a set sequence timing in there. And what that does is puts mm-hmm. you into the current moment. So this is a whole life clearing. Remember, your thoughts pull you out of spirit energy. So what happens is, as you're connecting to different time frame realities in the matrix, you're unable to do manifestation. And so it's very possible that your past energy, not necessarily you, Chris, but we'll just say everybody, their past manifestation energies are ahead of time, behind time. In fact, I'll do that clearing briefly here for people. But this clearing actually puts you into spirit energy, where you are in the now throughout your life. So this is what's so nice about this clearing. So we're going to take everybody right now, and for those of you who are, I'll just use the word maybe dreamers, people who live in the future, okay? It means you have your energy ahead of yourself, okay? And we're going to bring that energy back to this present moment. So I'm going to count to 10 to bring it back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we have, that could be like the visionary people. Okay, now we have the people who are living in the past. And so those people tend to think that their past life was better than what they have right now. Okay, maybe they're going through ordeals or something. So here we go, same thing. I'm going to bring your energy from the past into the present. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that's basically where you are. You're either going to be in those three areas, future, past, or present. So hopefully that helped you and everyone else listening.
Definitely. If I could make a comment, I've noticed that when I'm in the moment with my spirit, especially after you did that sample clearing, I feel so neutral. Like, I feel so balanced. I almost feel like I could pass through something or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, as you deal with, as you release the densities, okay, the judgments, the psychic attack energy, all this stuff, remember, it's all working in time. So what we kind of have on us is like a shirt with a bullseye on it, right? And everybody knows about it, and everybody projects energy to you. Well, as you discard that coat, and you're in the present moment, which you can take off anytime you choose to, okay, once you get rid of that energy, and you allow all the psychic attack energies to run through your body, if you can do that, and just have them go through you, then you're free of this, the energetic system here. But most people have so many densities that once the energy starts coming towards you, it always finds that button, the bullseye. You might have a million bullseyes on you, and all of a sudden it gets activated, and now you're running the emotional roller coaster ride. And, you know, that's life on this planet. The dark side set people up this way. So, you know, if you can just take off that garment, you know, for a short amount of time to get in the present moment, then all of a sudden you realize how much better your life is. And it's very simple, because spirit is not complicated. Just that our mind wants to make it complicated, that we're not good enough, we don't have enough love energy, we don't have our connection and everything else to the divine, you know. You know, I'm here on this planet all alone. You know, we got all these stories that we run. And the whole thing is to get in the present moment. Then there's no more stories.
Wow, it sounds like these stories like to manifest themselves as you go about your daily life, and your situation, your button gets pushed by the energy of setup, and that setup energy pushes your button, and it manifests itself as the thing that resonates with you, whether it be, you know, somebody splashing water on you as they drive by, or someone cutting you off in traffic, or something along those lines.
Yes, and everybody has buttons, so nobody is free of buttons. So we all have buttons, and the thing is to realize that the only way to get rid of the buttons is to, number one, get your buttons cleared through the energies that we do on the program, you know, and on the online healings mainly. because those clear out your DNA of this garbage, you know. Remember, you can't really bring in love energy to you because you already have it. And so trying to look outside of yourself because you think you're lacking it, well, it's only just being covered up because of the densities that we have. And so somebody else's button pushes your button, and this is how life works. If people reflect each other back and forth to each other. And the reflection then is how much density you have. You know, is it an easy situation that you're dealing with, or is it really hard for you? To someone else, the same situation might be a breeze. To someone else, it may be, you know, like the pits of hell. And so it's it all depends how deep you are entrenched with that energy of judgment. And all it is a program. You know, you're running a program, so you want to delete that program. But you have to get it out of your DNA first in order to delete it. So back to you, Chris. But once you connect with your spirit and you get in the moment, it doesn't matter how awful your programs are. You can have the worst program on the earth here. Once you get into the present moment, then you're out of time. Then you turn the power off to your computer. And all of a sudden, now you're in spirit. So that's the way it works. So everybody can step out of it if they choose to, but you have to become centered in your heart and to turn off that mind-controlling dark side program that's transmitting to you. So, you know, everybody can come into spirit and be in the present moment.
Wow. That was great. Thank you, Ron. You mentioned about deleting the programs out of your DNA. I'm very curious about what we can do with you to kind of shed the deeper genetic densities that we have, like specifically your genetic line.
Okay, well, we do seven generational clearings for a lot of the clearings. You first have to do this lifetime naturally. And then from there, you can go into the seven generational clearing. And that's what we're typically running most right now. Remember, what you're dealing with in your life is the tip of the iceberg, okay? So the tip of the iceberg, the very top is this lifetime. And the actual area that's still above ground, we'll say, would typically be the seven generations. And then what's submerged is all the stuff that is waiting to pop up after you clear off what's exposed, okay? So, unfortunately, you know, it's kind of like an ongoing process. But as you clean out more and more, these programs do interface. There are common situations in the different programs. So you start having some clearings, all of a sudden it may start eliminating another program or part of a program that was running, and you're freed up from it. And this is a nice thing about having the clearings. And some people have clearings, and they feel better, but their situation is not resolved yet. They haven't solved it yet. And then all of a sudden, they get a clearing that you wouldn't even think would mean much according to their, you know, their main issue that they're dealing with. And mm-hmm. they get a clearing, and that is the one that they, you know, needed in a sense, but it had to be given to them after the other clearings. And that's the one that erases everything. So it's very interesting to watch as I work with people. And I remember working with one lady quite a while ago, maybe a year and a half ago, and she goes, you know, I don't need a mental clearing. My mentalness is fine. So she did a bunch of them, and I says, you know, I normally do the mental clearing after I do the emotional one. I think she had about four or five clearings, and she goes, okay, we'll just do the mental one. I don't think we need it, but since you recommend it, let's do that. I did that clearing, and she goes, oh, man, I don't know why I resisted that, you know? Oh, she's asking her mind, and the mind's mental. It doesn't want to have itself cleared. It's like asking an entity, do you want to get kicked out of this body? It's going to say, no, you don't need to have entity clearings. You're perfectly fine. You know, all of us million entities in here love being here. You don't need to have this clearing. So this is why we have the recommended clearings online there, you know, listed for the recommended ones that you may want to have. And if you're a new time listener, definitely I'd recommend the first thing to have is the alien death code barcode removal, alien barcode removal. And that will help you out getting life force back. and also on the fast chat briefly here, on the archive of 10.5, we talked about the earth spirit. So if you're interested in knowing what's happening with the earth now, maybe why you feel a little different, negative or positively, either way, listen to that archive on 10.5, because the earth spirit is, in a sense, battling the aliens. It's in spiritual warfare to get them out of here. These are the ones that should not be here, causing you to have your free will taken away from you. Remember, it's going through the ascension process, and that ascension process is what it's going through, and it needs to get its spiritual integrity back, and this is why it's doing this. So it's part of its ascension. So back to you, Chris.
Wow. Oh, boy. That was great. Okay, let's see. Oh, man. I had something, then I forgot it. Oh, I remember now. I heard you talking about the magnetic body alignment the other day, and you were talking about the like how it's twisted, which I wasn't aware of. I thought that it was just off by degrees. So could you talk about that for a little bit, please?
Yeah, we have. You first do the magnetic body. I'll do that a sample for people. Okay. So here we go. Hang on, everybody. I'm going to take one of your bodies and I'm going to turn that 30 degrees for you. Your spirit's going to decide which one. Remember, all these clearings work with your spirit. Your spirit decides which one to do. This is why you must be in your body to have clearings. If you're out of your body, these clearings will not work for you. So here we go. On account, this is like I do with people online when I'm doing the clearings for them. And this clearing I have to do real time for people. So this is one of your bodies going to change it 30 degrees for you, back to wholeness. If you're 100 degrees off, it'll be only 70 degrees off after we get done. If it's 500 degrees, then you got 470 degrees to go. But this is 30 degrees back to wholeness. So here we go, back to the proper alignment. So 30, and then I'll count back. So we'll just say 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, and 20 degrees. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10 degrees. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you may feel like the inside of your body has turned. That's what most people experience. Now, this body can become twisted. So this clearing, for what I've seen so far, it takes your body and moves it counterclockwise back, okay, to wholeness. Now, the twisted body is like having a corkscrew, okay, and it can be turn to different directions, along with the orientation being off. So here we go. Same process here. And I'll just count back from 30 to 1 again like we did. And this is going to untwist the part of the body that we turned. Okay, here we go. Remember, these are not complete healings. It's just a sample. But you will feel better. So 30, 29, 8, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, getting dizzy, 22, 21, 20. Now, this is real common to become dizzy. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. So this may take maybe a few minutes for your body to readjust here. And that's what this twisted body clearing does. For most people, they're going to have, as far as the magnetic bodies out of alignment, I'd say probably around a dozen to possibly 50, okay? And so from there, I do them so many at a time. I might do 6 one day, wait a few days, maybe, do another session. Maybe you might find 10 of them. Maybe you might only find 2. Maybe the next time you might find 15. So this is the way the light chip works. And then the last time that I check with you, naturally, it'll be nothing. And then after that, after you do the magnetic body alignment, then you do the twisted bodies, which are those bodies that now need to be reintegrated back over again. So I guess we're getting close to our time ending here. Probably go for another minute or two since we had some echoes there. So I guess back to you, Chris, and then back to Sylvia.
Okay. Wow. I'm like spinning. Oh, wow. That was so interesting. Okay. My final request is a sample of the, we could do a sample. Oh, we already did that one. Okay. Can we do the, can you talk about the mind IQ, clearing? Is it something along those lines?
Yeah, that's for people who are highly intelligent, and that clearing helps to eliminate the darkness that's attached to that high IQ. It goes pretty deep, real fast on the clearing, and these people normally are targets by the darkness, so we get rid of that, the energy. So remember, the darkness needs minds down here to write books, etc., to lead people. And so people with a high IQ tend to be targets more of the darkness because they're leaders, in a sense, to whatever they're doing, okay? So that's probably the best way to put that. I'll just switch gears quickly here. I'll be at the ARE Center in Manhattan tomorrow from 12 to 6, and we're doing aura photos and healings for people. And then naturally next week, the 16th, 17th, and 18th, we're doing the New Life Expo in Manhattan on 34th Street. I'm also having private sessions here in New York, so you can contact me. You can give me a call if you wish on my cell phone. The number is 530-351-5464. 530-351-5464, and I can set up an appointment for you if you're in here in Manhattan or East Coast area or anywhere else. What I really prefer is to contact me under healing at creationlightship.com. So I guess I'll say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for coming on, and thank you, Ron, for the wonderful healings and teachings tonight, and thank everyone for being with us. So blessings, and we'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye.